Can we lift our hands and just give him worship this morning? Father, we just thank you. Come on, say something to the Lord this morning. Say something to the Lord this morning. Zubradaste. We worship you. We honor you, Jehovah. We honor you, Jehovah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this week. This week of gaining momentum. We give you worship. Thank you for all the deposits in our hearts and in our lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshiped. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a big shout. You can do better. Give him a big shout. Woo! Hallelujah. Did you love Enzyme? Hallelujah. That's your name. I'll be Enzyme now. Enzyme or Enzyme. All right. Enzyme is our young adult church choir. Amen. So in case you are anywhere between the ages of 20 and 27, that's our young adult church. So they have their own service. They have their own everything. So if you are within that age and you enjoy their singing, you can join. You can even join the choir if you know how to sing. But if you can't sing, you can still join the church. They're a fun church. They have the way they do their own things. We are old now. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you have been having an awesome time all week? I mean, God has been depositing great things in us. This year is going to be great. It's going to be special. If I'm talking to you, receive it this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, please take your seat for 1 minute. Hallelujah. We have to move everything fast today to make sure we capture the three services we need to capture. We have a recap. Guys, who is giving me this kind of mic on a Sunday morning? We have a recap video. If we're ready, we would... Guys, are you ready? Yes, all right. So, without wasting time, God's servant doesn't need much introduction. He has been a veteran preacher, one of the fathers of the faith of this land. He still owes us many stories as the body of Christ. Maybe, I don't know whether he would do it in video form or in book form, but I think there are so many stories you have to leave, you know, behind. You have to share, to leave behind. For us younger generation to be able to tap into. So, ladies and gentlemen, without wasting time, let's welcome Bishop Waluke. He's the PFN president. So, he's also a president. And also president of Sword of the Spirit Ministries. Welcome, sir.
Give him a shout of glory. Amen. The King is in the house. He is the King of glory. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the I am that I am. Music, bring it up. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. Is the end. He knows every detail of what will happen in 2022. He's in command. He's in control. He sits upon the throne. He determines what happens in the realms of men, in the kingdoms of the world. He has a final say. He has a final word. When he stretches forth his hand, no man can turn it backward. He reigns in majesty. He reigns in righteousness. He reigns forever. He has no beginning of life, nor the end of days. He's the one that inhabits eternity. Eternity past, eternity to come. Alike before him is the Ancient of Days, Omnipotent God, the glory of Zion, our glory, the lifter up of our heads, the Lord of hosts, commander of the armies of heaven. He fights to win. The enemy cannot stand him. He's invisible. Oh Lord, our God, how majestic is your name in this house today. How glorious are you in this house today. You are enthroned in our midst, enthroned in righteousness, enthroned in majesty. We celebrate you, we magnify you, we adore you, we lift you high. You are the God of miracles, the God of signs, the God of wonders, the awesome King of the universe. The Lord our God in the midst of us is mighty. You are in the midst of us today. You are rejoicing over us. And we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. You are worthy of our praises. You're worthy of every honor, all adoration. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody has just been healed of a very bad spinal problem. I don't know you from Adam. It's a very bad spinal problem, and you are being treated. You have been going through medication. But the afflictions that you have seen up to today, you will see them no more forever. You are loose. Somebody came wearing one hearing aid because you can hear very clearly one ear, but you can't with the other. Remove the hearing aid. The King has touched you. An affliction shall not arise the second time. There is a woman here, you have been bleeding excessively, just bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. I don't know you from Adam. Ramata Karugaba, the great physician, is here. The I am that I am is here. Your maker is here. If any part of you is damaged beyond repairs, he can remove it and replace it. He made you in the first instance. The excessive bleeding is stopped. You are healed. You are whole. Oh, there is somebody, another lady here. The place where a baby should occupy in your womb is occupied by a growth. Makabukudaya. Karamakabokodia katabaya. Who are thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? That shall be made a plain. That is a wrong thing in a wrong place. And the axe is laid at the root of the tree. And every tree that bringeth on forth fruit is hewn down. That growth, I command it to vanish. And your baby to take his place. To take his place. To take his place. This time next year, according to the word of the Lord, who performed the word of his servant and counsel of his messenger, you will dedicate a baby song. His name shall be called Samuel. He shall be a great preacher of the gospel of Christ. O house of David, give the Lord a praise. Give him a shout. Give him a shout. Oh, this year shall be great for you. For you. For you. For you. The Lord is traveling with through every step of this year. You will not miss him. You will not miss his purpose. You will not miss his counsel. In the name of Jesus. This year, success will come easy for you. Through the help of the Lord. Through the help of the Lord. Outstanding achievement will happen easy for you. Through the help of the Lord. You will not operate at the way you were operating before because you have accelerated. You are lifted. You are exalted. What you have been dreaming about for a long time, you are taking it home today. In the name of Jesus. This year you will be a wonder to many. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand, give the Lord a wave of praise. Say something sweet to him. Let him hear your voice of appreciation, your voice of thanksgiving, your voice of praise. We give him glory. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Father, we magnify you. We glorify you. What a mighty God you are. You have been good to us, extremely good. Surely, truly, the Lord had been good to the house of David. We bow our head in reverence, in worship. We have been overwhelmed by your goodness. We are surrounded with your goodness all around. Receive all the praise in Jesus' name. This morning, let your word come clearly, plainly, with grace, with accuracy. And let grace locate everyone here. And nobody here, nobody under the sound of my voice will ever remain the same. Amen. Today, God will give you things you will celebrate for the rest of your life. Amen. You will remember today, you will dance for joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, do what you alone can do, and you alone will receive the glory. Amen. Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Now, give him a clap, thunderous clap. Thunderous clap. Thunderous clap. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I give glory to God. As of David, glad to see you again. Happy New Year. I think I saw you last year. Thank God he kept us. And this is the best place to be in the whole world today. Like Dr. Kingsley Okonkwo knows, I have options all over the place. But I'm in the right place. I have thoroughly enjoyed myself. Thoroughly. Well, you are a pride to the kingdom of God. You are a pride. You are a pride to the church in Nigeria. Please give your pastor and his wife, give them a big hand. You know, I felt like the Queen of Sheba must have felt when he visited Solomon. He saw the dressing of his servant, the way they ascended and descended, the way they served. I see wisdom. I see excellence. I see beauty. I see order. And I see the product of diligent labor. I've been in this business. This is my 47th year. So when I get so, I know what is happening. I know you have been laboring. And you and Mildred, you will live long to eat the fruit of your labor. Your place will not be vacant. Nobody else will take your place. Nothing will cut you short. In your life, no room for cancer. No room for stroke. No room for heart attack. From head to toe, you will be sound. The Lord will keep you in sound health so you can continue to serve Him. You will move from glory to glory. Every adversary will bow before you. It is well with you. Please celebrate them. Give them a hand. You know, sit down. If that's all I come to do, I told you before, the joke of a prophet is a prophecy. Even that I'm smiling on you, I'm an ambassador of the King of Heaven. Heaven will smile on you throughout this year. Heaven smiling on you, that is favor. So which means you will walk in uncommon favor throughout this year. Okay. Your father is a prophet, so he's the house of David. Household of David. Household of David is the house of worship, the house of celebration, dancing, jubilation. It's the house of prophecy, it's the house of the word. David was one of the most outstanding prophets of the Old Testament. Of all time, he saw the Messiah. Let me not preach about David this morning. But declare, say, all through this year, the heaven will smile on me in every area of my life. Say, I will enjoy uncommon favor from heaven in every area of my life all through this year. Let heaven hear your amen. When you come to the presence of God like this, what you say is so important. With your mouth that shall be justified, with your mouth that shall be condemned. How forcible are right words? Today you are a product of what you said yesterday or what you refused to say yesterday. And what you're going to be tomorrow is a product of what you say today. So when you connect the word of God, turn it into positive word. Judges 11 verse 11, Jephthah uttered his word before the Lord. And it was exactly what Jephthah said that God did. Let me tell you, there is no devil anywhere that can stop you walking in favor this year. Amen. Doors of favor are open to you. Amen. On every side. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Pastor Kingsley, I've enjoyed myself. Like, if you close the service now, go home. I'm fear. The usher, all the flight attendants. Co-pilot, Mildred is a co-pilot. My boss. No, you see, Kingsley is my boss. Mildred is my big boss. So there is division of labor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've enjoyed myself. You called in the team that sang here. What? You know what? You have rekindled my hope in the future of the church in Nigeria. It's amazing. The meeting of ministers of March 18. Can I invite this team? This team. Let's showcase them to the world that other churches may go and copy them. I will tell the pastor that gathered that day that they should copy it right. That whatever they see those guys do, just go and copy it right. I salute you. I salute you. Please sit down. Listen up. General Konko, I salute you. More grace to you. You are entering a new phase of your life. And to be more glorious than the past. Much more glorious than the past. The mighty hand of God will sustain you. You will fulfill your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Our guest from Ghana, son and his wife. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Please go. When you get to Ghana, greet Mensa Otobi for me. He's a very good friend. Please greet him for me. Praise the Lord. Our landlords in Abuja. They own the land in Abuja. You see, anytime I want to go to Abuja, I must take a visa from them. They will get the boss. Please celebrate them, please. This year is very, very, very special. Every year produces its champion. When you hear of great names, there was a time they were unknown. Everybody here, if I mention somebody like Obi Ezekwesili, everybody here, you know her. You do. There's nobody in Nigeria, except you are just an infant, that won't know her. But there was a time she was unknown. But a particular year shut her up. The president went looking for her, picked her in New York, where she was working with the World Bank. And before you say Jack, everybody got to know who Obi is. That year produced her. That year made her a champion. This year will make you a champion. You won't operate at the level that you used to operate before. You have a reason. Who has a reason? To a higher level. Much higher level. The flight has taken off. Praise the Lord. And I want to share something with you briefly. You can see I'm just full of joy and excitement this morning at all that I'm saying. Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Genesis chapter 18. And I'll read verse 17. Let's get started from there. Praise God. By the way, you know, our publishing house brought some of our books. You know this, the precious blood of Jesus. Strong meat for God's champions. Stepping into greatness. You are stepping into it. It's prophetic. Along with God, I've authored 89 books. This was my second book and bestseller up until now. We have been trying to beat it. It has gone through 19 editions. European, Australian, Canadian, get a copy. The weapons of our warfare. As of David, you are warriors of righteousness. Just go to the bookstand. Son, come help me clear the pulpit. Let me preach. Thank you. That's my ADC. Praise the Lord. God bless you, son. He gave me a double-breasted suit some years back. And I wore it for over 3 years. And the Lord has remembered you. He will clothe you with honor and glory. your business will become global. In the name of Jesus. All right. Genesis chapter 18. And I read verse 17. Let me start from verse 17. Genesis 18. 17. And the Lord said. It was the Lord speaking. Not an angel. His word does not fail. It declares the end from the beginning. It declares the end from the beginning. It knows the end from the beginning. If you read Psalm 139 very well, he had programmed every single day of your life. He knew you before you were conceived in your mother's womb. He had laid out an agenda for you. Life is a maze of confusion until people discover divine purpose. They struggle, they try. But the moment you discover the purpose of God and you connect into it, oh, life is easy. Life is fun. I'm working very, very hard. Very. I was sharing with Pastor Okonkwo this morning. I have 4 services today. When I finish here today, jump to the airport, 4 o'clock, I'm in a meeting in Abuja, and then had some meeting. Indeed, I woke, but I'm having the greatest fun of my life because I'm working in divine purpose. I'm working in the counsel of God for my life. Tell people what I do for in the kingdom. There is no company in the world that can pay me anything to make me do half what I'm doing. It's about money. And I'm doing it with all of my heart. I'm serving my Father. I'm working in the counsel of my Father. I'm excited every day. I woke up this morning thinking of coming to share with you. And I'm excited. I was giving thanks to God with excitement. I was praying the Holy Ghost with excitement. Because I've discovered his purpose for my life. Paul, in praying for the Ephesians, said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So you can discover his purpose. Because when you do, life is fun. Now, look at what the Bible says here. It said, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the things that I do? That's a very heavy word. The man that succeeds is the man who has seen what God does and is doing it. When God wants to make you great, he will show you what he does and connect you to do it. Success is easy. I operate in the supernatural ministry, healing, but I can only heal the person that God has healed. Because it is only what God does that is done. It is only what God blesses that is blessed. God, in making Abraham great, he said, okay, I'll make you great. I will show you what I do. And then you go ahead and act on it. How many of you are aware that Jesus did not heal all the sick in Jerusalem? He did not heal all the sick in Israel. When he went to the pool of Siloam and he located that man that had been there vegetating for so many, for long, there were many others there. But he located the one that God has healed. The secret of the ministry of Jesus Christ. He will spend the night in prayer in the presence of God, and God will show him the script. And he will get up in the morning and act on it. John chapter 5, verse 19. It is good you pay attention. This year, you will not struggle. Amen. You will soar. Amen. Let me hear you louder, amen. Amen. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing. Somebody say nothing. See the secret of a powerful life. See the secret of a powerful ministry. See the secret of a powerful business. See the secret of a great life. The Son can do nothing but what he seeth the Father do. So he took his time to find out what the Father does. What the Father was doing. He took his time in praying, took time in fasting, took time in speaking in tongues. He was the only one who operated under the old covenant who spoke in tongues. I'll talk about that some other time. Because when Jesus Christ operated on earth, it was the old covenant that was still in force. The new covenant has not come into being. A testament cannot be enforced until the death of the testator. And he hadn't died. So it was still the old testament. It was after he died and shed his blood and ratified the new covenant that the new covenant came into force. The new covenant actually came into full operation on the day of Pentecost. And of all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the only one that didn't operate in the old covenant was diverse kinds of tongues. That's a gift that has been so underestimated, misunderstood. That's a mark of the new covenant. All of them, Moses, Abraham, they didn't come near it. The only one that tried to come near it was Daniel, who interpreted tongues. Many uprasim, take a uprasim. That was how far he could go. Because that was reserved for us. Because they, without us, could not be made perfect. Could not. When the church was born, the church was born speaking in tongues. They began to speak in tongues. And the church that began speaking in tongues must continue to speak in tongues. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, the spiritual world is open to you. Open to you. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are connected to other gift of the Holy Spirit. The other gift of the Holy Spirit comes. If you do it, you will know. There is no way you will pray in the Spirit an average of 1 hour a day. Give it maximum 3 months. Your life will change. And you will be a blessing to the world. Everything will change. I'm still going back to the message. Don't worry. Even the rambling of a prophet is a prophecy. Now, listen to this. I read a book, 1977, authored by Kenneth Hagin. I believe in vision. Oh, boy. Where Papa Hagin was sharing 8 encounters that he had with the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a first-class prophet. That man is going to heaven now. I said, one of the encounters, the Lord told him, say, Kenneth, if you will pray in tongues a minimum of 1 hour every day, your life will change and I'll make you a blessing to the world. Ah, he said, fine. So he began to try it. He said, that was when he knew that 1 hour was a very long time. When he thinks he has prayed 1 hour, he will look at his wristwatch. He has only done 9 minutes. See, when you are watching African magic, time flies. When you are praying. But he said because the Lord told him, he persisted. And he broke through. Man, the rest is history. I say, if it was good for Kenneth again, it must be good for Kenneth Francis. So I began. And my own was worse than Kenneth again. As I prayed and I was sweating, I look at my watch, it's only 5 minutes. Huh? But I insisted. And then the word of the Lord began to come to me. Sometimes I hear him. Sometimes an impression is his mother. I was going one day and the Lord said, you're going to see a sick man. Pray for him. And he'll be healed. I was still very young. 77. It is 77. So I was approaching my house and we were bringing somebody from UCH on a wheelchair, protruding tummy. They discharged him from UCH to go and die. And then the Lord said, that's him. The person that God has healed is easy to heal. I'm not the one doing the job. I just obey the master and lay my hands. He said, they shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. He didn't say, I will heal the sick. I will lay my hands. He does it. I stopped them. The audacity of a young man. I was 21. I laid my hand. I rebuked that sickness. I said, get up from the wheelchair. 77. The man got healed. Everybody in the area, and was my area, something has happened to Francis. They will testify about you. Amen. This year. I want to preach for my friend David Oyelepo in Kaduna 1986. It was just about 2 years after I moved to Kaduna. And I was to do a pastor's seminar Saturday morning. I had my teaching ready. And then I shared the testimony about how praying in the Holy Spirit 1 hour every day, minimum, changed me. So if you pray in tongues 1 hour every day, your life will become radiant. You'll be a blessing. A pastor came from, let me not mention the name of the city, because if I mention the name, some of you may know, because he's a big minister now. The church had gone down. They were in debt. The wife was mentally ill. He says sometime during the service, the woman would run out, tear her clothes, and be eating sand. So the church was scattered. It was an affliction of the devil. And he came in 1986 to see me. He came all the way from his town to Kaduna to see me. Or he couldn't because of protocol. Protocol arrangement. See, there's a way, there's a level you are in life. It's a struggle to see somebody, to see people. But when you are lifted, oh boy. There's some people that are listening to me now. Play that thing out for me. Listen to me. People that are your friends and colleagues now, a short while from now, they will need to fill paper before they can see you. Because God is lifting you. Lifting. He's lifting you. He's lifting you. It's acceleration convention. Is it acceleration? Gaining momentum. Gaining momentum. Gaining momentum. Rising higher and higher like an edifice. Rising higher. And one key to it is praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute. Just pray. Rise higher and higher like an edifice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Listen up. So I took the podium, shared this testimony, and then went to preach. The following year, 87, I was back again to minister. But this time, the man was already prepared to meet me. The protocol of Bishop people, they prepared them to meet me. Because level has changed. When you come next year, of course, this time next year, you will be alive. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Whatever wants to truncate your life or kill you, I frustrate it. Amen. It shall not succeed. Amen. But this time next year, you will be many times greater than you are today. Amen. Many times richer than you are today. Amen. Many times mightier than you are today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So the man came and said, "Daddy, I came back here to see you. I couldn't see you." I said, "I understand. But God has made a way for me." I knelt down and brought me. He said, "I bring you prophet offering, 5,000 naira. 5,000 naira in 1987. That was some money." And he narrated his story. He said, "I couldn't see you last year, but I caught the word. And I was desperate. I needed a breakthrough for my family, my wife to be healed, my church to be healed, debts to be canceled. So I wake up and I began to pray in the spirit." He said, "I wake up 2 hours before my regular time. I wake up and pray in the spirit. When it was difficult for me at first, but I persisted because I was desperate." He said, "Daddy, my wife is completely sound now." Please give the Lord a hand for that. He said, "Daddy, all our debts are completely off. Daddy, our church has picked up. Our church is growing. We have bought a land to build." I was looking at him. And he said, "I brought you a prophet of her. If you could give 5,000 in 1987, that was something." 1 year of praying in the Holy Ghost. Give me, I feel like staying on this a little more. I'll get back to my scripture. Give me Jude verse 20 in amplified version. Gain momentum. "You, beloved, build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith. Continually progress, continually progress." What's that? "Rise like an edifice, higher and higher." Pray. That is what happens when you pray in the Holy Ghost. You rise like an edifice, higher, higher. I can't tell you story, but he told me I must begin to document the story. When Pastor Yedeboye took over the leadership of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, he's authentic. I've been in relationship with him since 1977 when he taught me mathematics. I was a believer, I was a leader in Lagos Western Christian, you know. Redeemed Christian Church of God was a typical, classical Pentecostal with all the traditions. And then the Holy Spirit came on him. I won't tell you how, you know. And he began to lead the church. He would just gather all the workers. And all they do was pray in the Holy Ghost. He would insist they pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 hour. And then things began to unfold. Things began to unfold. Things began to, and they didn't stop. Things began to unfold. And they didn't stop. They see and not stopping. I saw him a few days ago and he said, "I'm on the 80 day fast." I said, "Baba, you are going to be 80 in March. Slow down." And he looked at me. He said, "Are you slowing down?" I said, but I'm a young man. He said, "Are you calling me an old man?" A man at 80 doesn't want to feel old. That is what happens when you pray in the Holy Spirit. He renews you, your yoke, like the eagles. At 80, you still feel young. Do yourself a great good. Give yourself a great blessing. Pray in the Holy Ghost. When I every day, Let me read this scripture and then I close. My time is up. Now, Genesis 18, I'm not going to let go on it. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Lift your hand to God. Say, Father, don't hide from me the things that you do. Open the eyes of my understanding. Let me see the things that you do. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And look at verse 18. Verse 18, he said, Seeing that Abraham shall surely become great and mighty. Oh boy. Somebody confess before the Lord. Say, I shall surely become great and mighty. Say with confidence. Say, knowing that you are before the Lord, you are saying it before the Lord. Say, I shall surely become great and mighty. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And God was giving him the secret. I was showing what I'm doing and set him on the path of doing them. When you are doing what God has done, it's great success. And then it will be great success after great success. Before you know it, you are the envy of the world. They would think you are the one doing it, but they won't know that God is giving you a revelation into his plan, into his purpose, into his agenda, treating you like Abraham. And all nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Somebody declare, say, all nations of the earth shall be blessed through me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Psalm 25 verse 14. Let me move quickly. Psalm 25 verse. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Their secret. Success has secret. Greatness has secret. A great ministry has secret. The secret is discovered. A great business has secret. And the secret is discovered when you are in the presence of God and he shows you what he is doing, and you are doing what he is doing. That's why Abraham is a success in time and eternity. He was great on the earth, was a champion in paradise, because God showed him what he was doing. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. In Amos chapter 3 verse 7. Now, you see, this is my realm. When each speaker comes, they speak according to the grace that God has given them. This is a realm I've operated in for decades. Surely, the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophet. He reveals secrets. I told you, our Lord Jesus Christ, I'll do nothing. What I see the Father do. His ministry changed the world forever. 3.5 years and the world is never the same. Because he was doing what he saw the Father do. Paul the Apostle, God met him. God revealed his purpose for him. And he began to walk in revelation. Even when he was going to Jerusalem, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 2, look at Paul. Galatians chapter 2, verse 2. He said, and I went up by revelation. Even traveling by revelation. Talk less of preaching, talk less of business. I went up by revelation. The people who operate by revelation end up great because they are doing what God has done. May the eyes of your understanding be open. May you see what others don't see.
Amen.
May you see the invisible.
Amen.
Hear the inaudible.
Amen.
And do the impossible.
Amen.
Let me hear your amen.
Amen.
Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible. I can't talk about this forever, but I must stop. Let me go back to Abraham. How many of you are going to be great? If you win, shout hallelujah. God showed him what he was doing. Pastor, give me just 2 minutes. I'll round up. I know the other service must have. Genesis chapter 22. A huge revelation there. Genesis 22 verse 1. And it came to pass, after those things, God did tend Abraham and said unto Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. Look at it. Verse 2, please. And he said, take now thy son. God was showing, Pastor, God was showing him what he was doing. He had an only son. God was giving him a picture of redemption. Take now your son, whom thou lovest, and get in Lamara and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Revelation. Someone say revelation. Even where he was going. And he took Isaac. Isaac carried the wood like Christ carried the cross. Carried the wood. God was showing him what he was doing. You don't know how critical your sacrifice is in becoming great in the sight of the Lord. Your sacrifice is more than money, oh boy. If it comes out of a heart of love and it's really sacrifice, God takes note of it. And it's okay. And God was watching him. Watching, go to verse 16. You know the story too. Verse 16, you know. Oh, let's go back to verse 15. You know, and the angel of the Lord called upon Abraham out of heaven the second time. Go to verse 16 and said by myself, verse 1, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, I ask you to do it, and you did it with joy. God looked around the whole universe to see if there was anybody that was greater than himself by which he could swear. None. He beat his chest. He said, I swear by myself. In blessing, I bless you. In multiplying, I multiply. He provoked God through his obedience to what God said. And he has become the father of the faith. For all time, God showed him what he was doing. The Lord will open the eyes of your understanding. You will not walk in darkness. You will not walk blindly. Your path will be clear. The counsel of the Lord will come to you. At every junction in your walk with God this year, you will hear a voice from behind you. Saying this is the way. Walk ye in it. You will move from glory to glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will hold your hand. He will lead you step by step. He will give you revelation. He will give you vision. He will give you understanding. He will give you abundant grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will see what others don't see. You will hear what others don't hear. And you will do what others cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus. This year we make you a champion. Lift your hand and just give thanks to God for his word, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Now pray this prayer. Say, Father, show me what you are doing. Open my eyes to see your plan for my life, your purpose for my life, your agenda for my life. Don't leave me walking in blindness. I don't want to guess. I want to do your will. Thank you, Father. Bring your prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please, everybody stand. I'm going to make two calls and I pray quickly. Now, everybody stand on your feet. I want to connect you with the covenant of our God. I want to connect you with the grace of our God. I want to connect you with greatness. If you want your sins forgiven you, you want to receive God's gift of eternal life, you want to be born again. We want to become one of the children of Abraham. We want to make it to heaven. We want to be truly saved. I'll pray for you. And you'll be saved. If you want to be born again, raise your hand. You want your sins forgiven you. Raise your hand, wherever you are. I want to become a true child of God. Raise it. Thank you. Raise it. Thank you. Raise it. Thank you. Raise it. I say, I want my life to change. I want to receive eternal life. All of you that are raising your hands, take your Bible, your bag, and everything you brought to church, and God, come, I want to pray for you. Just come on away. Help them. Help them. Help them. Even if you are outside, come in. Come in. I want to be saved. I want my sins forgiven me. I want to receive eternal life. I want to make it to heaven. Face me here. Just face me. Come, come, come. Thank you. Any other person, come quickly. Come quickly. It's very important. Come quickly. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to receive eternal life. Come. Come. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for you. You are worth waiting for. I'm waiting for you. Come on, son. Come on here. Come on here. Come on here. Heaven is waiting for you. Yes, 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 yes. I'm still waiting for some people here. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. All of you that are in front, put your hands on your chest like this and pray. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive all my sins. Give me eternal life. Make me your child. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I am yours. Amen. Father, touch them. Save them. Show them your mercy. Give them your grace. Give them your gift of eternal life. Transform their lives and keep them unto your kingdom. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. All right. Look at this smartly dressed lady. All right. Like a pilot. Follow her. Follow her, please. Follow her. Stick up, stick up, stick up. Sit down 1 minute. I want to ask you to sow a seed of greatness. What seed? Let me hear you. Louder. I'm not a fundraiser, I'm a prophet. And I'm very conscious of my status in the body. I don't go around raising funds. I don't. It's not the thing that God doesn't provide. But this is more than fun. This is prophetic. How many of you want God to make you great beginning from this year? Let me see your hand, please. Let me see your hand. Shout hallelujah. Do what your father Abraham did. God demanded for his best. The only son. I have an only son. I know what it means. God demanded for his own son. And he didn't argue. If you read that scripture, he woke up early in the morning. He didn't argue with God. I'm sure he must have asked God, God, is he Isaac alone? Or do I add Sarah on top of it? He didn't. He did it joyfully. I want you to sow a seed. You will decide There's no limit to what you can give. You can give 100 million if you like, 50 million if you like, 5 million if you like. Determine. Isaac was not a cheap sacrifice. We are celebrating Abraham today because he obeyed God in that regard. So, Pastor Okunko, please help me. Come, help me. Because I'm under pressure to close because the next service ought to have started. How do we do it? Determine in your heart what you want to do. By the grace of God, I won't tell you, give 10,000. 10,000 is too cheap for you. Even 100,000. No. If you look at what God has done in your life alone, that's heavy. If you now look at what God wants to do, what he wants to begin to show you, plant your seed for it. Give your sacrifice for it. You can give a house. You can give a land. You can give a car. You can empty your bank account now and say, God, in beginning my acceleration journey, I empty what is there for you. Now make it full, full, and full, and full. And I want to testify, God is faithful. He does not owe anybody anything. When he asks for your candle, it is because he wants to give you his sunshine. And you don't play game with God and lose. He makes you to win. He'll come down to your level. I will not let you go until you bless me. He was wrestling with God. Okay. I can't wrestle with this man. He will knock me to the ground and break my bone in pieces. Talk less of God. Let me go. God is telling you, let me go. I won't let you go unless you bless me. You can all of humanity hold God down. But when he wants to bless you, he comes down to your level. Comes down to your level. Today, do something very significant. Don't give something you will forget. No. Okay. Could Abraham have forgotten the day he gave Isaac? Was that possible? That's a never to be forgotten sacrifice. So, decide what we're going to do. How do we do it, sir? I want to be part of it too. Because I want to be part of the acceleration. I've seen the glory of the Lord. I've seen my children sing here. Please, I want to make a request from you. Give me the full recording of this service. So when you come to your brother and you see them dressed like that, don't wonder where it's coming from. It's laughing. Now, tell us, how do we do it, sir? God, you have pledged card. Tell them you are the shepherd.
All right.
I've told you what to do. You're Isaac. What am I asking you to give? Let me hear. My Isaac. What am I asking you to do? That was all that Abraham had. He didn't negotiate. He gave it. That's what you should do. Tell us how now. I've told you what to do. You tell us how.
Okay, please. Account details are on the screen. You can copy it down. But if you want to formally make a pledge, the stewards have pledge cards. So you can write what the pledge is. So that... you can raise your hand so that they can give you a pledge card. Yeah, stewards near you. But if those of you that can transfer immediately, the account details on the screen. You can also write checks if you want.
Can write checks. Can make pledges. Okay, and we will collect the pledges. We'll collect the card. Let's do it now, please. And do it with joy. This is not a poor church, not by any stretch of the imagination. We're not raising offering because we are in need. No. We are taking sacrifice because we are connecting with the grace of God for this year. We're connecting with the grace that God released upon Abraham. So do it with joy. Do it in faith. Do it with expectation. You can complete your card, and I think the ushers will take care of the rest. Thank you. You know what? When I see you next year, I will see you at the top. In fact, some of you, before I come next year, I will have been hearing about you, reading about you, watching about you on channels and on television. Is that okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you very much.